From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. When the pandemic hit back in 2020, many families across Idaho found themselves dealing with food insecurity. And that's when the idea for City of Good took hold. Creator and recent James Beard Award winner Chris Camori saw this unprecedented need, and he decided to take action. So let's fast forward 3 years. City of Good has now distributed nearly 100,000 meals and 8,000 pounds of local produce to food insecure Idahoans. City of Good Executive Director Britt Udison is joining us today to talk more about the nonprofit's latest undertaking, which is called the Monthly Giving Circle. Britt, I want to welcome you back to Idaho Matters.
Thank you so much, Gemma. I'm glad to be here.
So, Britt, for folks who may not be familiar with City of Good, I mean, I gave a little brief synopsis, but really tell us kind of the backstory of City of Good and how it got started.
Sure. So we were founded in March of 2020 as restaurants were closing and we were facing a lot of major changes, knowing that more and more people were going to face food insecurity. Our founders jumped in. And what we did initially was we hired restaurant workers to use local product so that we would ensure farmers here in Boise with plants in the ground that weren't going to be served at restaurants or at the farmers market. They used those local product to prepare ready-to-eat meals that we delivered to children at the Boise School District. And as schools opened and restaurants opened, our programs have evolved. And we continue to provide those ready-to-eat meals. But we do that not only for children who are currently living as guests of Interfaith Sanctuary, but also for seniors. And we've also expanded that we are now buying fresh local produce that we deliver to pantries throughout the community. Everything from school district pantries to childcare centers and Boise State University. So we've grown.
You finish your sentence.
I was just going to say, we emerged as an emergency response organization, but really have come to understand that obviously food security is a pervasive and ongoing issue, and we're responding to it in a way that is truly unique, where it's a mutually beneficial response, where the providers are paid, the people who need to get food, and those of us who really care about a sustainable food system can help support it.
Mm-hmm. You know, what is amazing to me, just piggybacking off that statement, is that I remember when City of Good started. And first off, it started so quickly. And your founders were so innovative in the sense of like knowing, right, that if they don't do something, I mean, restaurant workers would have not been able to pay their bills, right?
Correct.
These local farmers probably would have shut down. Restaurants would have closed forever. I mean, I think the landscape of our, not just our restaurants, right? But I think the landscape of our food accessibility would be so incredibly different 3 years later.
Yeah, I think you're right. And we owe a lot. As you said, Chris Camori, Dave Crick, a lot of our leaders jumped right in and built something beautiful. And I think they built something with a real keen eye toward our two superpowers, which are our ability to respond nimbly as needs change and arise. But also, we are all about connection. Our job is to connect the growers and the producers with the people who need it, and also to work really closely with partners. I mean, I'm not an expert on child nutrition or senior nutrition, so we work with people who are. And that really ensures that what we're doing is the right thing. And we're not just doing what we think is the right thing. We're doing what people need.
Well, and I mean, I'm biased, having, you know, lived in Idaho for all of the number of decades that I have. But I'm very biased, I think, in the sense of when I think of the Treasure Valley and the food scene that the Treasure Valley has, it's so interconnected. I feel like because we are so loyal to local in so many ways that, that's why something like City of Good couldn't just be created, but could continue to be sustained over 3 years. And I'm just curious, if that's ever a conversation at City of Good or with your other partners, just about how unique our food scene is here.
Oh, absolutely. It's really at the top of mind, especially, I mean, honestly, as we are watching the incredible growth of this city and this community, we think it's even more important than ever to remind people of the importance of eating locally and supporting our local agriculture, because land is becoming harder to hold on to. People need more to survive. We need to pay our food providers a living wage. And that is top of mind in everything that we do. And I think, you know, one of the things I love about Idaho is not only our great food scene and our commitment to sustainable food systems, but also that we're a town of participators. We want to support mm-hmm. each other. And I think we constantly, in everything we do, remind our recipients, our partners, our donors, that what you're doing is about keeping Boise, Boise, and supporting the things that you love here. And that, you know, you can easily go downtown and forget what an incredibly important role agriculture plays in this city and in this state. And so, yeah, definitely it's at the top of our mind.
Yeah. I mean, I think you don't necessarily see that in other cities, and it might be the Boise size, but there's just such an interconnectedness, and I think you feel it within the food scene here. So I've just always been so impressed by that. Oh, can you unmute for us, Britt?
Oh my goodness, I'm having trouble. Sorry, Gemma. So
Monthly Giving Circle. You know what? Don't worry about it. Like I was saying, it's live radio. This is what makes it fun, right? So
well,
okay. So
it's reminding everyone that City Good is a real grassroots operation.
So what's the Monthly Giving Circle? Yeah.
Monthly giving is not something we thought of, but it's something we're really highlighting this month for a bunch of reasons. One, nonprofits live and die by donations. All of us rely mm-hmm. on the generosity of our neighbors, whether it's individuals or grants and foundations. And we want to lean into the conversation about how important that is. Sometimes nonprofits want to talk about their programs, but not about money. And you can't have mm-hmm. one without the other. So monthly giving is our invitation for donors to sign up to give every month. And the reason that's important is that, as I said, we live and die by donations, and donations change. As hard as we all work as nonprofits to build relationships with our donors and have a reliable source, people's priorities change. They move. They have a different financial reality. They have a kid go to college. And so mm-hmm. what we want to do is invite people to set up monthly giving. And that way we can worry less about what's going to come in every month and more about what products and services we're going to provide. And monthly donations, the key to them is that any level of monthly donations matter to a nonprofit. Of course, we want those giant gifts that are, you know, the size of, you know, you're going to get a building named after you. But we also want the gifts that the size of like a great cup of cold brew. So for City of Good, that number is $6.75 a month. And that's the number at which we know we can provide a locally sourced meal in which we'll pay local food producers and growers for their product and get it to a neighbor in need, whether that's a senior or a kid living at Interfaith Sanctuary. $6.75 a month provides a meal a month. And so mm-hmm. we're celebrating that relationship with our donors this month and inviting people to be a part of it.
I have to say, you're speaking my language, because this is exactly what we talk about as a nonprofit as well, right?
And absolutely. And public radio is the OG monthly giving model.
I tell you. But in all seriousness, Britt, I mean, you do live and buy those donations. I mean, these are your sustainers, are your largest funders, right? But it
Correct.
Does come down to the fact that I think so many times people think, but I can't give at that level where they're going to name a building after me, right?
Right,
and
exactly.
So I think, so then it can kind of make people feel like, well, you know, then what's the point? And what we always talk about here is that it matters, right? So you're
yep.
saying $6.75 a month. Okay, great. Like
yep.
that's so doable for so many people, not for yep. everyone, but for yep. a lot of folks, you
for
know,
a lot of
and
folks.
Then
the right. other part about monthly giving is you sign up for it and then you kind of don't have to worry about it again. And for many of us, like you said, that $6.75 level or whatever level it is for your family is you forget about it. It doesn't hurt your bottom line, but it does allow us to serve neighbors.
And so really quickly, because I only have like a minute left with you, what this does then is it allows you not to just provide food, which is so necessary, but to pay people a good wage. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's an
How
essential part
find
of
out?
Everything we do. Cityofgood.com.
How do people find out? Okay. Cityofgood.com. Hey, Britt, really good to talk to you. Thanks so much for coming on today.
Thanks a lot, Gemma. Thanks for your patience with my technical difficulty. It's always nice to talk with you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.